Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Live Better, and you're listening to on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Blake Byrne, and today's episode is something that hits pretty close to home for me. We're going to be diving deep into health with someone who's been a huge part of my journey, and I would even say I wouldn't even be here without her. Now, a true expert and friend, Christy Steiger. Now, Christy isn't just any guest. She's a holistic practitioner from the Des Moines, Iowa, and the founder of Innovative Wellness. If you've been following my story, you might know that Christy was a game changer in my fight against Crohn's disease. Her approach completely shifted the way I look at health, and I'm beyond excited to have her insights for all of you today. Now, Christy is one of the most crucial aspects to who I am today and why I even have a show about living better. Now, a lot of people get in the mindset of they're stuck with what they are, or you know, they just have to accept it because they're aging. But today we're going to tell you how to not accept that feeling and how to actually start making changes that will last. Now, here's the thing. I know a lot of you are dealing with things like feeling tired, no matter how much you sleep, that annoying brain fog that never seems to lift, maybe high cholesterol, or just struggling to lose weight. Maybe you're feeling more anxious lately or just not quite yourself. Well, guess what? You're not alone, and this is a case study that could hit home for so many people. It's amazing how often all these issues trace back to one central root cause. I wouldn't say every time, but mostly every time, it's our gut health. So today we're just not talking theory, we're talking practical, life-changing insights. Christy's going to break down how gut health impacts everything from our energy and focus to our mood and even our immune system. And I promise if you've ever felt like your body is holding you back, you'll want to stick around. And we're going to talk about insights. I'm going to give my own perspective, too, on a few things that she says that I can relate to because I've gone through a lot of things that we're going to talk about today with feeling lethargic, tired, you know, weight loss. I've lost about 50 pounds myself in 7 months. You know, it's doable. It's things you can change. It's just making the active decision, too. We're going to take a quick break and don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're diving straight into it. You don't want to miss this. Christy Steiger has some powerful insights that could completely change the way you think about your health.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. Moment together, and we will start today.
responsibly.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning in on Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, I was teasing it just a little bit ago, but I have a special guest on, Christy Steiger, my own holistic practitioner, who's helped me cure, I can say the word cure, my Crohn's disease. Now, Christy Steiger is a great friend of mine. She's truly a blessing in my life. Christy, how are you in today?
Hi, Blake. Thank you so much. It's great being here. I'm good.
Yeah, it's amazing to have you on. There's so much good information we're going to drop today. And we actually have a case study here, Max. Now, Max is a client that Christy sees a lot when they come into innovative wellness. Christy, would you like to tell a little bit more information about this case study?
Yeah, absolutely. We thought it would just be fun. You know, we start to see patterns of patients that come into the clinic at Innovative Wellness. And so Max is a 50-year-old. He wakes up really tired in the morning. He has to get up and really get moving in order for his joints to get going. They feel a little stiff when he gets out of bed. He has chronic high cholesterol. His brain doesn't feel as sharp. Trouble losing weight. Trouble staying asleep at night but can fall asleep. And lately, he's felt more anxious than he used to. So when we see patients like this, it's not uncommon for this patterning to come in to the office, like I said. And I feel like when people look at a case study, you know, people can really start to relate. Wow, I feel that way. Blake, when you meet with people, are you noticing that as well, that these are some of the patterns that we just see over and over again?
100%. When I used to do EMS training at, training clients there, a lot of the older people had a lot of joint issues and chronic fatigue, and they couldn't do a lot of basic movements. So, yeah, I firsthand have encounters with this.
Yeah, so, you know, that was the exact same thing with Max. He, you know, when I asked him, hey, Max, I think that if we could incorporate some exercise, how do you feel about that? And his response was that, you know, I have to be more sedentary than I want to be because my joints hurt. So when I get up and I go and I do something, I really start to pay for that later. I'm even unable to finish. He likes to go hunting, and he found that even when he was on those long walks that he was unable to hunt. He's a middle manager in the corporate world and burns the candle at both ends. So very aware that stress is probably at play, and just never really has time or implements anything into his life that would shift from that stress state, that sympathetic state is what we like to call it. That's your fight or flight state, into that parasympathetic where the body can really heal and digest. And, you know, the other thing is, stays up a little late watching Netflix. And when I dove into his diet, you know, he said, I eat the standard American diet and I've really tried to change, but I just have no idea what to do. Nothing lasts. I don't know if I'm doing it right. But he decided that cutting back on pop would be a great place to start. And so he cut that from his diet and just really tries to eat more meat and potatoes. So I know, like, when people come in and they start talking about their diet, that's one area that we see almost every day, is people are confused on, like, which diet is right for me and how do we get started. And so as we dove into this case, we were able to capture some labs. And at the clinic, we do comprehensive lab work. And I tell people this is so important because one person's food can be another person's poison. And so when we look at the labs for this unique person, we can start to identify how his unique body is utilizing the nutrients or where nutrients are lacking. And so when we looked at those, we saw that his liver enzymes were just starting to elevate, that his blood sugar was on the rise and currently was at 5.6. And we know that at 5.7, that would be a diagnosis of prediabetes. Fasting insulin was at 20. And our ideal number for fasting insulin is 6. And that the reason for that is we really shouldn't be producing insulin in our body when we're in a fasting state. Insulin is one of those things that really should only be on the rise when your salivary gland sense that there is sugar. And so your body, your pancreas would then produce the insulin. So when we start to see that after people have fasted for 8 hours, we know that there's an issue. His testosterone level was 400. His B12 was 400. And his homocysteine was 12. Now, when we run homocysteine, a lot of people ask us, what is homocysteine? We've never even heard of that. And homocysteine is a direct reflection of how well you methylate. Or a methylation is a fancy word for detoxification. You can use methylation to detoxify or to build things up in the body. And so an ideal number for that would be 6. We know that if people have a homocysteine level of 6, that their body is really functioning well. So just in those labs right there, we started to see that there was definitely some things at play for Max within his unique body. And so we can then start to target those and help him. So I know our last show, Blake, we talked a lot about gut health, and I'm excited to pull the pieces together and really show how gut health, you know, plays a massive role in a case like this. So when we look at this and we look at his diet, it's likely that intestinal permeability is at play. And the reason that we know that is because he's never done anything to heal his gut. And if you live in the United States and you've never done anything to heal your gut, I can almost guarantee that you're going to have some level of intestinal permeability. We have glyphosate, we have ibuprofen, birth control, over-the-counter medications. And so what we see here is that, you know, he's feeling a little sad and a little down, a little more anxious. And one of the things that happens inside of the gut is you have to be able to methylate and create serotonin. So the lab work showed he was unable to perform that function, and that likely he doesn't have adequate serotonin. Serotonin is also what keeps us asleep at night. And so when we were talking about the characteristics of Max, you know, two things that he said is, I can't stay asleep. I can absolutely fall asleep. I'm feeling a little more anxious. I don't feel as sharp. And so serotonin, that is a direct reflection of gut health, seems a bit suboptimal for him. We also start to see when cholesterol is on the rise that there's multiple things at play. All men love to talk about their testosterone. Every man that comes in is like, I cannot wait for my lab results because I want to know what my testosterone level is. And what people don't realize is when you have a suboptimal testosterone level, your body will compensate for that by actually increasing cholesterol. So he had two things working against him. He had low testosterone and he had elevated insulin, which means that he probably has some metabolic dysfunction. He's on his way to prediabetes. And when you have that combination together, either one of those isolated alone could be a cause for an increase in cholesterol. And having those together, it's no wonder that he has a cholesterol issue. And so, Blake, when you are working with people, do they ever mention their cholesterol to you or their need for diet to maybe eliminate red meat because of or their cholesterol?
Not as much as I'm, you know, the clients I take on, they're usually overweight, and I focus a lot on the macronutrients of it first to get that weight off, because I've noticed a lot of the times fat, having a lot of excess fat on your body, causes a lot of these issues. And a lot of this fat holds on to toxins like stress and, you know, things that are, you know, leaking into your body. Would you agree or disagree with that, Christy?
Oh, 100%. So having increased adipose tissue, it all by itself will then create hormones that work against you. And specifically for males, they can reconvert their testosterone that they actually do have, and it will reconvert it right back into estrogen. And then it's this vicious cycle of insulin resistance too with the fat, because the adipose tissue, the fat cells all by themselves, again, they're creating the hormones that we don't want. They make you feel like you have no energy, because when you have high insulin, your body no longer will use fat for fuel. And it's your cells start to push the sugars away and reject the sugar and the glucose metabolism. And so they're like, I know I have excess weight and I have excess energy I could burn, but I still feel completely wiped out and tired. And so a lot of times what I'll see is that, you know, people have this chronic elevated cholesterol. And so then they become fearful of red meat or egg yolks or things that could produce cholesterol. But in reality, cholesterol or food that has cholesterol within it is not really what got them to that place. And so people really start to feel empowered when they start to recognize that, you know, it's not the food necessarily that's causing the problem. It's the dynamic within the body that is creating this outcome. And so I love what you were saying, and that you start with the macros, because as people age, one of the things that you see is that sarcopenia, where they lose muscle mass. And we know that our muscle helps us to increase our metabolism. And so having an inability to be able to detoxify was one of Max's big issues too, because a toxic load in the body will lead to non-alcoholic fatty liver and put you on that hamster wheel of what we saw in his lab. And so, you know, one of the things that he didn't originally list, and when we got his lab work back and I knew that he loved meat and potatoes, I said, Max, you should have B12. And he said, Chrissy, you know what? I forgot to tell you, I have had acid reflux for 20 years and I take proton pump inhibitors every day to reduce my stomach acid. So bingo, right there. When you take a proton pump inhibitor or something, omeprazole or anything over the counter, and you're reducing that stomach acid, it's really, really hard for your body to break down the meat. And so you can absorb the B12. It's digested and absorbed differently than any other vitamin in the body, and it requires a certain level of stomach acid. And so when you're intentionally wiping out your stomach acid, it's nearly impossible to have adequate B12. So there were all of these dynamics within Max's case that it was really easy for us to start implementing just a few things for him. We were able to, you know, give him a sublingual B12 that absorbs.
Hey, Christy, right. I don't mean to interrupt. Hold that thought. Yes. We'll be right back after this. I'm talking to my holistic practitioner, Christy Steiger. We'll see you in a second.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Thank you for staying buckled in with us. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, we're still here talking to Christy Steiger about a case study that we are going through. Max, he's 50 years old, and he's struggling with high cholesterol, lethargic, chronic stress, you know, everything that's bad that you don't want, and that is curable, that people go on with their life, and they just think that they're stuck with it forever. Now, Christy, we're talking about low T, and actually, one thing I want to say really quick is cholesterol is not a demon. Fats are really good for you. I personally eat about 8 eggs a day. I love my avocados. I love my olive oil. Make sure you're getting these healthy fats that aren't bad for your cholesterol. Now, you got trans fats and saturated fats that come from seed oils. Those aren't good, and that's going to cause inflammation and give you that high cholesterol, which we were just talking about last segment. Now, my question I have for you now, Christy, is what are the impacts of low T? Now, I don't know if this is a true fact or not, but just because you have 1,000 nanograms per deciliter of T doesn't mean you're using it correctly. But you could have 400 nanograms per deciliter and you're using it all correctly. What are the impacts of low T?
Yeah, testosterone actually has a ton of different impacts on the body. And most commonly, people will see the symptoms of just feeling a little more down. So the neurological and the brain health component of testosterone is massive. And we see in clinical studies that when you have low testosterone, it actually puts you at risk for Alzheimer's and all sorts of different neurological issues. It also directly impacts the synovial fluid in the joints. And so that's really the lubrication that keeps your joints moving nice and smooth. And then, of course, muscle mass and just vitality, it has an impact on skin elasticity, and it also impacts your cardiovascular health immensely. So when we see that decline, it actually puts people at a greater risk of having cardiovascular issues in the future.
But I brought about muscle mass is once you get to that 50 years old mark and you're losing muscle mass or you're overweight and you don't even have muscle and you go break a hip, you have statistically a 50% chance of dying that year because now you're sedentary, now you're losing even more muscle mass and you're not getting active and you're probably not eating right either, caring enough about healing. Now, you want to be moving your whole life. If you're 40 right now and you're overweight and you're not moving and you're out eating fast food, you're on the clock right now. And you better get that fixed. Yeah. or else you're not going to live a happy life. Mm-hmm. Now, what follows with T as well is, how important is testosterone in women?
Yeah, the same applies for women. You know, our hormonal systems are a little more complex than a male. But for a woman, we produce the majority of our sex hormones in our ovaries. And then postmenopause, it all shifts from ovary production into adrenal glands. And so when you live this American lifestyle of busy being a badge of honor and never having rest and staying up way too late, you know, and getting up early and burning the candle at both ends, you really directly impact your hormones. And for women, we see in the clinical research that after about 10 years of menopause, we actually are at a greater risk of cardiovascular issues than men. And the reason for that is because our sex hormones are very low postmenopause. You know, it's the same thing for women. We also need to be able to maintain that muscle mass, but adequate levels of testosterone make your skin look vibrant. You know, that elasticity piece for the skin and the cardiovascular health and the brain and libido and all of these things, they are directly impacted by your hormone levels.
Now, since we're on hormones and women, I have a question that I think affects a lot of women nowadays, whether they realize that they suffer from it or don't. And I have a friend that I went on a trip with recently, and he takes on clients that are females, and he says that a lot of them deal with PCOS. Do you know what PCOS is?
Yeah, polycystic ovarian syndrome. And yes, I do. And that PCOS has a direct impact with insulin resistance. So again, just like Max, you know, that metabolic issue within the body and that insulin resistance can really keep people feeling miserable and feeling like they're in a revolving door of, you know, not feeling well and not having energy and their body performing in a way that they don't want it to.
And we keep talking about insulin. Is insulin it's a hormone, correct? Or is it what is insulin?
Yeah, insulin is, it's actually the escort for glucose to get inside of a cell. And so it helps us with glucose metabolism and ATP production. And the body does like to use glucose for fuel, and it also likes to use fat for fuel. So like you were saying, healthy fats are very important. But when your blood sugar starts to climb and your body has too much sugar and your insulin, your receptors on your cells are full of sugar, and you still are continuing to consume it, your body will then continue to pump out more and more insulin. And when that starts to happen, your body prevents itself from using any fat for fuel. So ideally, we would like to oscillate between using glucose for fuel and fat for fuel. So when you're in a fasting state or in ketosis, a lot of people are very familiar with the keto diet, you're really tapping into that fat for fuel. But if you're eating foods and carbohydrates and things like that, then you're going to be more in using your glucose for fuel. But when you start to see that rise and your body can't metabolize all the sugar that you're consuming, it becomes very toxic. We all know that a high blood sugar, you know, somebody that is diabetic, that is a very serious condition. And so what the body will start to do is it will start to encapsulate some of this stuff in triglycerides, and it will start to park the fat molecules on the liver, on the pancreas, on the organs. And now we're seeing a rise in non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. 1 in 10 Americans are diagnosed with diabetes right now, and it's on a vertical climb.
And sorry, what are triglycerides, and are they dangerous?
So triglycerides are fat molecules, and so you'll see that reflected in your lipid panel. And triglycerides can hold toxins. So typically when people have triglycerides under 100 on their lipid panel, then most practitioners say that it's fine. But when you start to have insulin resistance, you start to see your cholesterol go up and your triglycerides increase. And it's just one of those markers that is likely from some level of toxicity. You know, as our blood sugar increases, you are going to have stress on the endothelial lining of the arteries and the veins in your body. And so cholesterol is actually very healing. Your body will take cholesterol just like it would a nick and a cranny in a wall, and it will make that smooth again. And so it'll do a layer of cholesterol to make a smooth vein or a smooth artery. But over and over, if you start to have those impacts on there, or those injuries, those micro injuries, then now you have layers and layers of cholesterol, and that's when you start to see that your arteries are building up. And the whole reason the body is doing that is because there's micro trauma within the artery because of the blood sugar being elevated or the toxicity. And so again, like you said, cholesterol gets the bad rap when really it's not cholesterol. We need cholesterol. It's good. It's healthy. It's healing. As long as metabolically the body is sound.
So it sounded like really a balanced diet is what you need. A mix of fats, carbs, healthy proteins, the occasional fish, you know, and it seems like people really need to start taking care of their health now. Once you get older, the more you're going to need to fix and the harder it is going to be to fix. Having your body aligned. I had a doctor, Dr. Hannah Donahoe, who's a chiropractor. We talked about the importance of your body and your nervous system being aligned and making sure your body can flow correctly. You have all these nerves and all these things that work together in your gut health, and it's all tied together. You can't just leave one out on its own. Now, we're talking to Christy Steiger, my holistic practitioner from Des Moines, Iowa, and we'll be right back after these, and you're listening to Live Better.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuning in on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, sadly, we're on our last segment here, and I'm talking to Chrissy Steiger, my holistic practitioner from Des Moines, Iowa. Now, the last two segments, we've been talking about our case study. Max, he's 50 years old, tired in the morning, has to get up and joints moving, and he has struggles with that. Chronic high cholesterol, brain doesn't feel as sharp, trouble losing weight, trouble staying asleep, and feels more anxious than he used to. Now, if you are dealing with any of these, on this last segment here, we're going to talk about how you fix these things and why you don't have to stay sick anymore. Now, Chrissy, what were the protocols you followed to help Max get to where he is now?
Yeah, so protocol that we started with Max was he knew that he needed something that was really convenient. So we started in the gut and we did our gut protocol, which consists of medical grade protein powder. It's an all-in-one multivitamin, anti-inflammatory. Like, it really has everything in there that your gut needs to jumpstart your methylation and detoxification and then heal the gut. And we did our GI Protect powder that builds that gut lining with the wear and tear that likely happens to every American back up. And so we started there. We really wanted to focus on his body naturally detoxifying and really healing the gut. We did not want to start with just adding and introducing hormones without opening up the liver pathways and, you know, getting some of that toxic load off of his body. So when we started with that, his immediate response was, and we also, during that protocol, we asked him to stop eating any of his processed foods. So the only time that he was really eating processed food was about 2 or 3 o'clock during the day, in between his meals. And he simply replaced that meal with a shake. And outside of that, he did a lot of eggs and, lean proteins and steak at night and a mix of vegetables and fruits. And he added this protocol in and immediately came back and said, I feel like I have so much more energy. I just feel lighter. I can tell that I'm moving in the right direction. So he was really excited about that. And so we went on to the next step and we added our daily wellness packet. And that has your multi. It's just a one packet. It's everything you need. It's your multivitamin, your omega, that's really high quality omega. It's non-toxic. A lot of omega fish oils can have mercury and different toxicity, toxins in it. And so ours does not. A probiotic, magnesium, and vitamin D3, K2. Anyone this time of year really needs to make sure that they're on their vitamin D3. And then it also has K2 to support bone health. And we gave him a sublingual B12. Because his B12 was low. We know that he's had some stomach acid issues in the past, and he wasn't ready to let go of that omeprazole that he was taking daily. So we just supported the B12. It absorbs right through the cheek. And again, his next appointment, he's like, I feel so much better. My mind feels so much clearer. And really the mechanism that was happening is we were allowing his body to then start producing more of that serotonin. He was able to sleep longer. He wasn't waking up as often. His mind felt sharper. He felt like he could handle stress a little bit better. He was losing weight because he was letting go of some of those processed foods and we were getting rid of that inflammation and toxicity. And then the next step that we took was now that his pathways were all clear, we actually did another set of lab work. His liver enzymes had come down. His homocysteine was back in range. His fasting insulin was moving in the right direction. It still wasn't perfect. Blood sugar takes a little while, and A1C is actually a 90-day average, so we don't expect that to change overnight. But it was definitely moving in the right direction on his next lab. And so the practitioners at Innovative Wellness decided that it was time to introduce the testosterone replacement therapy. And once we did that, Max feels great. He's out hunting. He's doing things he hasn't done in years. He's just feeling much more vibrant. And he actually has stuck with the shakes. He decided that gut protocol, the GI Complete Shake that we use, that he wants to continue taking that every single day. And so that's just fine. It worked for him. It was convenient. He didn't care about variety. He just wanted something simple. And so he's sticking to that. And yeah, he's awesome.
That's amazing to hear. And thank you for sharing this case study with us, Chrissy. You know, I really hope it can benefit a lot of people listening in and how they can change the course of their life, really. One thing that I heard you mention though earlier that maybe the audience doesn't know too much about is intestine permeability. Now, is that just leaky gut or is that something else? And if so, if it is leaky gut, how did you fix it? Was it just through the diet? What supplement was it specifically? And what does leaky gut affect?
Yeah, so that is leaky gut. Intestinal permeability is another word for leaky gut. And we used our GI Protect. It's a whole bunch of mucilaginous herbs that are in there, slippery elm, aloe vera, cat's claw, quercetin. And so this combination, it really helps the gut to have the resources and the building blocks it needs to build that gut lining back nice and strong. And we know that right on the other side of that gut lining is only one cell thick, so the thickness of a tomato skin. And right on the other side of that is our immune system, 3/4 of our immune system. And so when you start seeing cases like that have autoimmune components to them, you know, we know that the majority of that starts in the gut because that's where our immune system is. And so, you know, healing your gut, it really helps you to steer clear from those autoimmune trajectories that people can find themselves in. And we just don't want to make our immune system mad over and over again by consuming food and then having it getting on the other side of that intestinal lining and making the immune system mad.
Yeah, and one big thing too that I think can help the audience a lot is you were talking about how he's a middle manager in the corporate world. That is a more than likely pretty stressful job that he might have, managing people. And that's not something you can really avoid very easily. Now, we all know that stress is a big disruptor in your body, especially when it comes to gut health. It just kills it. It kills your gut health. How do you stay on top of this? And how do you go about minimizing this stress that he may be taking on and can't really just avoid?
Yeah, those are great questions. So he actually, we've spent an entire session talking about this because people have to figure out how to manage the life that they're within if they can't change the environment. And that was the situation for him. He wasn't going to leave his job. He liked his job. It was just very stressful. So we talked about him getting more sleep and not staying up as late and prioritizing sleep. And then also ways that he could get into that parasympathetic, that relaxation state. And so there was a couple of meetings throughout the day that he would have on a weekly basis that he's like, I can literally feel my blood pressure going up. And so we talked about using mindfulness and some meditation or prayer and just setting a timer for 2 minutes and really focusing on different styles of breathing techniques. And even if he had to go into the bathroom or just go out to his car just for a few minutes, because our body will follow our mind. And so there's two things there's no magic pill for. It's stress or adrenals and sleep. And so if you can find ways through your lifestyle to manage those, you know, you're going to be way better off.
And we got about 6 minutes here, so I really want to touch up on some super important topics. For long-term resilience, what daily habits would you suggest for Max or someone who's listening that struggles with certain issues? For someone looking to balance hormones and reduce stress, what would they do?
Yeah, so to balance hormones, the number one thing I would say is making sure that your body can methylate. Methylated, high-quality methylated B vitamins, because our hormones are messenger molecules, and they act like satellite dishes. And if those satellite dishes are full of garbage, then even if you have the hormones available, your body will not feel like it and it won't act like they are there. And so those methylated B vitamins will really start to clean off the toxicity and lower that toxic load. And then for stress, it depends. So if you feel like you're in a stressful situation and you have some adrenal fatigue, we have some adrenal products, Adrenal Complex, on our website that you can purchase. And it really is supportive of those adrenal glands that are pumping out the cortisol. But at the end of the day, if you continuously pump out tons of cortisol because you're living a very stressful life, you will hit burnout. And there's really, that's just something that you watch the train wrecking and you know it's going to wreck, and there's no magic pill to make it stop if you're not willing to, you know, find things that fill your cup and get you into that parasympathetic. You can exercise for that. You can rest more. You can go, for Max, it was hunting. You know, he loved hunting, and it pained him that he couldn't go out and be outside in nature because his knees hurt too bad. And so just for him getting some relief in his body, he was able to do those things that he absolutely loved with his sons. And that was enough for him to just really, you know, it's restful. He's like, my phone doesn't work out there. I'm totally off the grid. And so finding that thing, whether it's the beach or prayer time or whatever it might be for a unique person, you have to make space for that.
And a little tip for people who might not think of it, but the gym is also a great way to de-stress and really work out the emotions you might have taken on that day. It's a great way to like really detox your body that way as well. Now, it's coming up on winter. It's getting cold. It's getting darker sooner. You're getting less vitamin D. Why is the winter often a tougher season for our gut and immune health? Are there environmental or lifestyle factors that play a role or a role that may affect this?
Wait, what was your question? I'm so sorry, Blake. It cut out for me.
So it's coming winter and the season's getting tougher. How does this affect our gut and our immune health?
Yeah, so with vitamin D, like you said, in the northern in the United States, you really don't get adequate vitamin D because it comes from the sun, and the sun is too far. So people need to be supplementing with vitamin D3, K2. The K2 portion is what gets it inside your bone and allows your body to utilize it the way that it should. But also just giving yourself a little bit of a boost on your zinc and, you know, taking the time to exercise. People tend to be a little more sedentary when they're cooped up, and we see a rise in sugar, right? It's, you know, the Halloween candy, and then you see the holidays coming around and Christmas and Valentine's Day, and all of these holidays are just surrounded with sugar. So we know that sugar suppresses the immune system. And so if you can start to eat high quality foods and limit your sugar intake, you're going to really help your immune system to stay boosted and be ready for anything that it comes its way.
So we've probably got one question left. Got 2 minutes here. Are there any specific strains of probiotics or types of fermented foods that you would recommend to enhance immunity during the flu season?
Yeah, absolutely. So the probiotics that we have on our website and in our med packs, they're actually formulated to impact all of the microbiome and the flora in the body, and it regulates the immune system. There's another strain of probiotic called Saccharomyces boulardii. That's great for people that feel like maybe they have a yeast overgrowth in their gut or something that the craving sugar, constantly craving sugar, that SACB or Saccharomyces boulardii can really be helpful to them. But the probiotics that we have at innovativewellness.shop, they are great because, again, they impact your entire gut microbiome. It puts everything back into balance. And people, when you take, we know the impact on the T cells and the B cells with probiotics, and it's just great. It really does boost your immune system.
Christy, it was truly a blessing to have you on today. I hope the audience really got to take away a lot of things that they might be dealing with. I know our audience literally tends to be a little bit older. So Christy, thank you for coming on today, sharing your insights on what you know. Where can they find you, and how can they get a hold of these supplements?
You can find me at innovativewellness.center, and you can purchase the supplements at innovativewellness.shop.
Christy Steiger,
being here.
No, thank you. It was a blessing. Thank you for coming on. You're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back after these.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
And that's a wrap on today's episode. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I don't know about you all, but that was one insightful conversation, especially me being in this industry for about 5 years. A huge thank you to Christy Steiger from Innovative Wellness for coming on and sharing her wealth of knowledge with us. You know, it's rare to find someone who can explain complex health stuff in such an understandable way, and Christy really nails it on the head. Now, today we covered so much ground, and everything from why some of us are dragging through the day, feeling foggy, or dealing with stubborn weight that just won't budge, to understanding how gut health could be the missing link. And it's like all these symptoms that seem unrelated are actually pieces of a bigger puzzle. And Christy really just put that puzzle together. Now, if any part of this episode resonated with you, maybe you're one of those people walking or waking up tired or feeling like your brain isn't as sharp as it used to be, I really hope you're feeling encouraged. It's easy to brush these things off and as you get older, or as it's just a part of life. But like we talked about, there's so much we can do to feel better and take control of our health. Christy Steiger's holistic approach shows us that we don't have to settle, and I'm a firsthand encounter of that. Now, I know that Christy promoted her supplements and all that, and I really do recommend going and checking out her stuff. I mean, truly, I believe that she's one of the best out there. I got healed from Crohn's disease, something that I told I was going to be dealing with for the rest of my life. When I got diagnosed, they told me, hey, the only thing you have to avoid here is leafy greens, not the fast food that I'm intaking. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. And remember, every small change you make to prioritize your health can add up in a big way. So until next time, take care of yourself and stay curious and keep making toward the healthiest and happiest version of you. I'm Blake Byrne, signing off from Live Better. Have a great week and see everybody next week at 412.